given up a goal in two games, back-to-back shutouts against Augustana last weekend. Starting on defense for the Badgers, freshman Joe Polatichuk out of Cottage Grove, Minnesota, 6 foot, 171-pound lefty, a couple of assists in his debut last Saturday against Augustana. His D partner, sophomore Ben Dexheimer out of Edina. Ben, 11 assists in 37 games as a Badger, looking for his first career goal. The other D pairs, senior or junior Daniel Lodge, the Pittsburgh Penguins draft choice, with senior Anthony Kerr. Sophomore Tyson Jugnoff will skate with team captain Mike Vorlicki. The extra skater tonight is freshman defenseman Brady Cleveland out of Wausau. Up front for the Badgers, the top line tonight, starting at center, is senior David Cilia from Empire, Ontario. 5'11", 184 pounds, had an assist in last weekend's series at the Kohl Center. 31 goals for Cilia in his collegiate career over an 82-game span, 23 last year when he was the forward of the year in the CCHA. His right winger, former Mankato teammate, now Badgers teammate, Simon Tassi out of Montreal. He had a helper last weekend. And freshman Quinn Finley out of Swamico, Wisconsin, the New York Islanders' third-round draft choice. He got off to a pretty good start in his Badger career last weekend, didn't he?
Yeah, one heck of a game. You get a couple of goals in your first career game, like Cole Caulfield did, was the last Badger to do that. And he chipped in an assist on the weekend, too. You see his skill, and he's one of those freshmen that's going to be really fun to watch going forward this year.
Second line for Mike Hastings' squad. In the middle is sophomore Christian Fitzgerald out of Coquitlam, British Columbia. He scored the Badgers' first goal last weekend. He had 16 as a freshman at Minnesota State last season. On the left wing, senior Matthew D. St. Fowl from Lake Forest. A beauty of a goal in the season opener on Saturday. And freshman William Whitelaw, 5'9", 173 out of Rosemont, Minnesota. Columbus Blue Jackets' third-round draft choice, had a couple of helpers last Saturday. The third line from left to right, sophomore Cruz Lucius, scoreless last weekend. Sophomore Charlie Stramel, the Minnesota Wild first-round draft pick, scoreless last weekend. And Sam Stang, the senior from Eau Claire, will make his season debut tonight. And he is one of the nicest young men you will ever meet. A three-time Ivan D. Williamson Scholastic Award winner at the University of Wisconsin, and a significant game for Stang here tonight, too.
Yeah, career game 100 for the former valedictorian and all-state basketball and hockey player.
Baseball, everything. He can do everything, Sam Stang, out of Eau Claire. And the fourth line tonight, centering the fifth-year centerman is Owen Lindmark from Naperville. He had a couple of goals and 3 points in last Sunday's win. Carson Bantle, the senior from Onalaska, 6'5", 207. He potted one on Saturday against Augustana, not Onalaska. And then Jack Horbach, the sophomore from Naperville, on the right wing of Mike Hastings' fourth line tonight. As for Bemidji State and their head coach Tom Ceratori, in goal is 5'10", 175-pound junior Matias Scholl from Hermosa Beach, California. Scholl, he's been the primary guy here in Bemidji. Started 30 of 36 games a year ago. As a sophomore, he went 11-13-5 with a .226 goals against average and a .908 save percentage. Starting on defense, the San Jose Sharks draft choice, Eric Polkamp, the freshman from Brainerd. Polkamp can really bring it, the preseason rookie of the year in the CCHA. And his D partner is sophomore Patrick Sadasari. He's out of Finland. He's playing his 12th career game after just 11 as a freshman. And starting at center tonight is Eric Martin, a young man who played against the Badgers in Connecticut a couple of years ago, the senior from Calgary. 91 career games, 9 goals, 39 points. His left winger from Sweden, Alexander Lundman, 9 goals and 46 games played. He had 9 a year ago. And Carter Jones, who played against the Badgers in Bridgeport, 92nd game for him. He's a fifth-year guy out of Hilliard, Washington. So there are the starting lineups, brought to you by Quick Trip. UW Health Injury Update, brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. The Badgers are healthy, although Mike Hastings has a bit of a cold. Healthy scratches here tonight: Zach Scholl, Sawyer Scholl, Owen Mellenbacher, and Tyson Dick. And the opening faceoff, brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 13.
Brian Posick and Paul Capobianco at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. The Badgers playing in their fourth Icebreaker Invitational, and they'd love to win this thing once, wouldn't they?
I think they would. Who doesn't? let's go one night here and try to get this one, and then we'll see what happens. There is it's a interesting format. There's at two sites this year. Many times in the past, it's been at one site, and it's been a more true tournament format. This year, it's already set up. Army plays North Dakota tonight, and the teams will switch spots. Wisconsin goes to North Dakota. Army comes here, and if the two teams that win together tonight happen to play each other tomorrow, that'll be a winning, basically, for the title. Otherwise, there's a extensive tie-breaking procedure they have set up to see, depending on how all the results kind of play themselves out.
Yeah, and we'll let Paul break that down tomorrow. The Badgers have played in three other icebreakers back in October of 1997. They beat Clarkson 7-1 and then lost to Michigan State in the title game 2-1. In October of 2002, Badgers lost to RPI 5-1 and then beat Northern Michigan 4-3. And the last time in the Icebreaker Invitational was October of 2010 in St. Louis. The Badgers lost to BU 4-3 and then beat Holy Cross 6-0. And I know there was some controversy in that loss to Boston University that day.
Yes, if you remember, John Ramage scored. There was no replay that was operational that day. The puck went in the net and back out quick. The refs never saw it. Nobody saw it. The replay clearly showed it. So the goal never counted, and then Wisconsin actually scored again not too long after that to tie it again, but it was a deemed a kicking goal off somebody's leg, and that one didn't count either. So it was a tough night for the start of the season for Wisconsin, but obviously they recovered the next night.
Yeah. Badgers skating to our right here in the opening period, wearing their Cardinal uniforms with white numerals, Wisconsin diagonally down the chest and the striping. Bemidji home whites with green numerals lettering, Breezers gloves as well. And we're set to drop the puck. Opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. On the banks of Lake Bemidji, we're set to go here. Wisconsin and Bemidji State. David Cilia against Eric Martin in the faceoff circle. Bemidji wins the draw and dumps it down in back behind Kyle McClellan off the high glass. Ricochets to the near side. Cilia goes shoulder to shoulder with Martin. Bemidji tried to win it free. Spun around far side by Polatichuk. Quinn Finley comes down to wall to try to get there, but he's cut off by the defenseman Polkamp. And now Wisconsin's Dexheimer had his pocket picked by Alexander Lundman, a big right-handed Swede, 6'2", 191 pounds. Puck deflected back in the Bemidji zone and now lifted by the defenseman into the Bemidji bench. Stopping play. We're 31 seconds in. No score. Wisconsin and Bemidji State. Again, Tom Ceratori, the head coach. Associate head coach is Travis Winter. Andrew McGarrah and Brock Kautz are assistant coaches. Joe Wegworth is the volunteer assistant. And Mike Hastings' staff, associate head coach Todd Kanad, and again, a former Beaver here, Nick Oliver and Kevin Murdoch.
You saw right off the first faceoff, Bemidji won the puck, got to the red zone, put it in deep, and tried to put their high-pressured forecheck on Wisconsin and made it right away a little bit difficult for Ben Dexheimer with the puck.
Badgers win the faceoff in the offensive zone. Daniel Lotch raises a shot wide. Back behind the net, wraparound backhand by Whitelaw. Stopped by Scholl and then trickles right in front of the crease and cleared out by Bemidji through center. Lotch hustles back after it as he's pressured by Adam Flamang out of St. Michael, Minnesota. Out to Loft, the defenseman. Quick shot blocked. Where did it go? It ricocheted into the crowd to our left. Student section just sitting down. Busy talking with one another, and that puck went rifling into the crowd, but everybody seems to be okay.
Nice job. Matty Desainfal got down in front of that shot to block it. So, again, helping out the goaltender and had a little velocity on the rebound, as you mentioned.
Yes. Face off to the left of Kyle McClellan. It'll be Charlie Stramel to take the draw against Jackson Judding, senior from Savage, Minnesota, transfer from Colorado College. Puck deflected out to center. Bemidji controlled for a moment. Now the Badgers have possession. Here's Lucius. He'll scoop it down to the corner and give chase. The defenseman Wolf gets there first. Lucius puts a shoulder into him, trying to dig it free. Spun around to the near side. Vorlicki canceled out by Austin Jopie out of Duluth. And now it's back into the Wisconsin zone, and Tyson Jugnauth has it. Up the middle to Stramel, tried to bank it off the wall near the Badgers bench. The linesman got in the way. Stramel will try again right through the center circle. Stick checked by Bemidji's Kirkland Irie. And now Stramel applying pressure in the near corner. He applied a hit to the defenseman Fulmer, but Bemidji escapes its zone. Now the Badgers have the puck right back and a penalty coming up on Wisconsin. Mike Hastings mentioned in the pregame show, they've got to stop taking penalties, be more disciplined. Whistled for 12 penalties a weekend ago against Augustana. Well, Sam Stang, who did not play against the Vikings at the Kohl Center, is in the box. He gets a two-minute minor at 1:42.
We talked in the pregame about Sam Stang and the discussions he's had with the head coach about playing a little bit more with an edge. And he gets called for he's only had 6 penalties in his entire Badger career until now, and here he takes one right along by the bench.
So Stang, I believe boarding will be the call at 1:42. Power play for Bemidji State. A year ago at 24% on the man advantage, but this is a team that lost 5 of its top 7 scorers from a season ago. Badgers shorthanded, win it, and skated all the way into the Bemidji zone. Horbach spun it around from right to left corner. And now Polkamp will control. Polkamp drops back now to Leighton Road, left-handed forward, and a whistle. And an interference penalty called on the freshman defenseman Eric Polkamp. As Road was flying through the neutral zone, Polkamp just barreled over Jack Horbach, and so that will cancel out Stang's penalty.
That was kind of a pick play, Polkamp on the offensive blue line, and Horbach trying to get through him. And Cole can't put his hands up. Like, I wasn't trying to do anything. I was just kind of staying there. But needless to say, he took out to Horbach, knocked him down, made the entry pretty easy for Bemidji, and now the penalty's over. Quick power play.
So the Badgers 12 for 12 on the penalty kill so far this season. That's encouraging. Wisconsin battling for it, 4-on-4. Cilia, DeSaint foul, the defensive pair of Palatichuk and Dexheimer. Cilia couldn't handle the puck behind the net. Whacked off the stick of DeSaint foul by the defenseman Wolf. Now Wolf again will try with Loaf. Oh, nice play by DeSaint foul. Wide open in front. Oh, here's Cilia, and he shot it up over the crossbar all alone on the goaltender Matthias Scholl. Cilia straight away. Palatichuk, it deflects in. Joe Palatichuk, the freshman defenseman from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, should get credit for it. 1-0 Wisconsin, his first goal as a Badger.
He was impressive last weekend, especially on the offensive end. He took some opportunities to make rushes and get chances here. It was moments after David Cilia was sitting in front of the net, almost too close to try to score. The goaltender came right back around to Palatichuk and made the simple play, put it towards the net, banked off. There wasn't even that much traffic, but it found, I believe, a Bemidji State player and changed direction on the goaltender and found the net.
Palatichuk played in Fargo a year ago when Nick Oliver was the head coach of the Force. He had 8 goals, 29 points, and 44 games played. His first collegiate goal, Joe Palatichuk at 2:38. Badgers lead 1-0. We're still 4-on-4 for another 54 seconds. Here comes Wisconsin's Christian Fitzgerald, slowed a bit by Eric Martin. Skates back behind the net, away from Lundman. Now he's pressured by Sadasori. Here's Quinn Finley off the wall right wing. Tried to tap it out to the defenseman Kerr, but it was deflected out through neutral ice. Mike Vorlicki wearing the captain C. Headmans to Finley now at the red line. He's pressured a bit by Adam Flamang, and now Finley skates away from him. Right wing now, trying to slide past the defenseman. Escape move right wing out to the point. Dexheimer wide open, finds Stramel now left side. Back towards Finley, back door, but he was defended nicely by the Beavers. Dexheimer stick handling behind the net. That is pocket picked by Flamang. Banks it up the near wall. Stramel took it from him. Countering, though, was Sadasari. And now it's Eric Martin for Bemidji. Right-hander from Calgary. And Sadasari's got it again. The defenseman, left-hander, flung it ahead, intended for Martin off his back skate. Badgers get Stang out of the box. He'll head to the bench. Wisconsin's on a power play for 20 seconds. Every Badgers power play brought to you by Kunis this season. Here's Whitelaw in the corner. Possesses the puck along the end boards. Flips it over far side. Tassie finds it open. Dexheimer shoots one. It went off the goaltender. May have grazed the near side post. Badgers hold the zone. Jugnoth left wing. Blast by Tassie on his knees. Scholl. He makes the stop and hangs on with 1 second left on the interference minor to Eric Polkamp.
That was a heck of a pass by Simon Tassie through the Bemidji State D. Kind of just found the one place it would go that would make it through. Great vision. And Dexheimer picked up the puck. Got it on net. Some pretty good puck movement on that one. I know they haven't been successful yet, but that one was encouraging for the short time they've been on it here.
Exactly. Yeah, the Badgers 0 for 11 on the power play last weekend. Badgers won the draw, long-range shot off the mark. Bemidji's back at full strength. Polkamp out of the box. Now a Loft will spin it around near side. Horbach after it finds Bantle in the right corner. Turns and shoots. Stick save made by Scholl. Ricocheted all the way out to center ice, and that's where Brady Cleveland picks it up. A freshman from Wausau. Second-round draft pick of the Detroit Red Wings this past spring. The defenseman Mitch Wolf from Andover, Minnesota, skates away from pressure. Then Rode skated right into Wisconsin's Owen Lindmark, but he gets the puck and feeds it ahead of right wing. Pass back to Rode. Sticked aside by McClellan. Long-range shot. McClellan with another stop. Rebound loose in the left circle. Tap to the corner. Now back behind the net. It's Yuri Väisänen out of Espoo, Finland. Top line out for Bemidji right now. 1-0 Wisconsin. Badgers take the puck away, though. That's Owen Lindmark, who had a heck of a game last Sunday. Potting a pair and scoring 3 points. And a miscue almost by Anthony Carey. Fumbled the puck with a little pressure coming from fourth line right wing Noah Quinn. Bemidji dumps it in. McClellan throws it to open ice. Hustling after Jake McLean. Out to the point he goes. It's Sadasari who dumps it back deep. Vorlicki takes a hit, but swept it ahead near side to Tassie. He redirects to center ice. 5.5 minutes in, it's 1-0 Wisconsin on Joe Palatichuk's first goal as a Badger. Tassie tries to jam it out, no luck. Sadasari held the zone. Now it's Jake McLean, McLean that is, with Dante Lawson. Three freshmen on the fourth line for Tom Ceratori. Badgers now have the puck. Daniel Lotch Up to Vorlicki, to Quinn Finley's stick, and he directs into the attacking zone. Bemidji playing its season opener, although it played a quote-unquote exhibition game last week at Mariucci against Minnesota. And as I was told, when you play Minnesota, it's not an exhibition game if you're from the state of Minnesota. Gophers won 5-2. Tom Ceratori played all three of his goaltenders. Here's Whitelaw on the rush. Fires one from outside the right ring. Stopped by Scholl. He drops it down, covers, and gets a whistle with 13:43 to go in the first. Wisconsin leading 1-0 over Bemidji State.
Yeah, one thing to keep in mind tonight, there was a concert here last night, a Dwight Yoakam concert. And so the ice was covered over last night. We saw Kerr kind of lose track of the puck a little bit shortly ago. If you look at the ice, it's barely 8 minutes in here, and it's pretty snowy already. So kind of curious of how the ice conditions will last here tonight.
Shot goes off the stick of Scholl and out of play. Dwight Yoakam was here. Mark Johnson was telling me, do you hear who's playing up there on Thursday night? I said, no. And he's a big country music fan, and he's seen Dwight Yoakam many times. Well, then come to find out there's a band called the Mavericks that played prior to him, and had I known that, I would have definitely snuck in, but didn't happen. Although there was a live band in the concourse today as the fans were starting to trickle in. Matthew DeSaint-Foul below the goal line, right corner Whitelaw. 5-on-5, we're skating. Whitelaw drops it to the point, and Dexheimer, he got tripped down by Irie, and a penalty coming up, and then DeSaint-Foul got squashed by the 6'4", 215-pound Loaf. Pass to the far side, Palatichuk. Whitelaw's got it. Badgers empty their net for an extra attacker. And Whitelaw flings it right wing to Dexheimer. Puck popped free. Hustling after it, Irie. He catches up to it, gets the whistle, but Irie's going to have to take a right-hand turn and sit down in the Bemidji State penalty box. He takes a two-minute minor at 6:58 for tripping. Badgers get their second Kunis power play.
The short 20-second one earlier, Badgers flipped the puck around pretty good for a couple of plays. Just another comment, Ben Dexheimer been pretty active today. We're only a couple shifts in, but he's been down the boards, deep in the Bemidji zone, working in the corners, keeping pucks in. He stays out here for this power play.
Again, at last weekend, Wisconsin 0-for-11 on the man advantage, 19 minutes, 54 seconds on the power play against Augustana, 13 shots on goal, failed to convert three times. They took themselves out of power plays because of penalties. Cilia was tied up on the faceoff, able to one-hand the puck to Dexheimer at the blue line. He couldn't hold the zone. Badgers touch up, and here they come. Across the line, Cilia tried to pass to the high slot, and Tassie deflected by the Beavers and out. Bemidji a year ago, 81% on the penalty kill. Six shorthanded goals for the Beavers last season. Mike Hastings, who knows Tom Ceratori well and has played against this team, Bemidji State, many times while at Minnesota State, very familiar with how strong defensively they are. Their penalty kill as well. Tassie with a one-time blast. Easy save made by Matthias Scholl. Goal line right, Finley works it out now to Cilia. Straight away, Dexheimer, right wing. Whitelaw tried to go short side, in and out of the glove of Scholl. Rocked around by the defenseman, Ashison. And then Dexheimer played it with a high stick. That drew a whistle and a faceoff back in the Wisconsin zone. 1:07 to go in the Badgers power play. 1-0 Wisconsin, 12:09 left here in the first.
That last shot looked like a pretty harmless shot outside the circle by the boards, but there was some room above the glove there of the goaltender. A very quick reaction. I'm not sure he saw the whole thing the whole entire time. His arm went pretty fast and knocked the puck out of the air.
Matthias Scholl in his career, 24 wins, 26 losses, 5 ties, a 2.48 goals against, a 9.06 save percentage in his 2 years here in Bemidji. Played his junior hockey in Youngstown from California. Played AAA hockey with the LA Junior Kings. His brother Thomas was a goaltender at Bowling Green for a few years. If the name Scholl rings a bell. And Wisconsin's Lucius skated into traffic and lost the puck, and Bemidji clears. About 40 seconds left of the Badgers' power play. 1-0 Wisconsin. 11:43 to go here in the opening period. Here comes Jugnauth with speed. Tried to split two Beavers. No luck. Puts a shoulder into Fulmer, trying to win the puck below the goal line. Batted out towards the far wing wall and then taken away and flipped ahead. Muffed by Fitzgerald. Breakaway Rode shoots one and denied by McClellan. Oh, a breakaway for their best forward, Leighton Rode. And McClellan waffled it away. Beavers try to clear. 10 seconds left on the power play. Rode takes it away. He'll skate out of his own end, gets to the neutral zone, dumps it in, and he'll forecheck on this penalty kill. McClellan, though, calmly behind his net, fired it over to Palatichuk. Up the right wing, Lindmark. Out of the box comes Irie. He sticks Lindmark and slowed his progress. Nice feed, though, Tassi. Oh, great save by Scholl. Rebound chance by Lindmark between the circles. He got tied up. Oh, Tassi with a point-blank shot, and Scholl with a fantastic stop.
And Sato Sari with for Bemidji is the one that broke up Lindmark, who looked like he was going to have an empty net to shoot out right in the slot.
1-0 Badgers, about 10 and a half minutes left in the first. Puck pops free, out to the point now. Backside wide open, they score. Irie McClellan came out top of his crease, but Bemidji went from right point to left wing. Badgers break down defensively, and the first goal given up by McClellan this season, it's 1-1.
You could feel the momentum shift a little bit towards the end of that power play on that miscue or kind of an accident at the blue line with the breakaway. Wisconsin did kind of get it back with a couple chances or almost a chance on the offensive end, but kind of that run and gun kind of was going, continued down into the Badger end, and that time it was a little running around for the Badger D. Irie wide open at the side of the net, and he finishes.
Kirkland Irie from Bismarck, North Dakota, scores his second collegiate goal. The sophomore had one goal and 4 points last season. Irie, a Clark Cup champion with Luke Strand's Sioux City squad of the USHL 2 years ago, puts Bemidji on the board. We're even at one. Decent crowd on hand here at the Sanford Center for the home opener, season opener for Bemidji State. Again, it seats 4,700. There's at least 3,000 here tonight. Steal at center ice, taken by Martin. Martin slowed on the near wall by Stang. Fires it to the far corner. Polkamp pokes it behind the net. That's where it's collected by Lundman. Martin behind the Badgers cage again. Slowed by Lodge. Forlicky knocks a man down. Takes the puck away. Stramel pass behind Stang. Hit him in the skate. Now to neutral ice it goes. 1-1 game. Martin slides it near side. Lundman, he spins it down in. And the Badgers will go get it as Bemidji's in the process of changing here. And quickly out is fourth line centerman Jake McClain on the forecheck. Badger struggling a bit now. Cilia's got it for Wisconsin. Through the center circle, through it to open ice left corner, hoping Tassi can beat the defenseman Wolf to it. Cannot. Wolf first there, spins it around to Quinn, slides through the high slot, deflected, and Dante Lawson out to center. Cilia couldn't handle. Here comes Quinn now. Right wing pass intended for Wolf, broken up nicely by Brady Cleveland. Cilia wipes out on the far side wall. Now Jugnoff. Behind the net, he's pressured. Got it off to Cleveland up in the near side. Centering pass by Loft goes off of Badger. And then on his knees, Tassi sweeps it out through center, allowing Wisconsin to get a change. Another 9 minutes left here in the first. 1-1.
Mentioned Brady Cleveland. That might be his first shift so far. He's 6'5". You definitely notice him right away. So Bemidji's one of the smaller teams in the country, too.
A lot of Chuck. Up to Whitelaw, clanks it off the glass, hand passed by Fulmer, collected by Wisconsin's Finley. We play on. Palatichuk left wing, Fitzgerald. Slowed a bit there by the defenseman Osheson behind the net. Whitelaw chopped it for his teammate Palatichuk, carried into the end boards by Osheson. No penalty called as Palatichuk went down back on his skates. The defenseman still deep in the offensive zone for Wisconsin, able to jam the puck free for Whitelaw. DeSaint Foul wants it with the defenseman Fulmer all over him. Now he sends it to the near corner. Palatichuk continues deep in the offensive zone. Ricochets off a skater too, and now collected by Bemidji State and lifted out to center. 8:05 left here in the opening period. It's 1-1. Whitelaw now back to the defenseman Dexheimer. Pressured by a road. Careful now. He got it to Whitelaw. Throws it up near side. DeSaint Foul. Took him a little while to get going. He needs a change. Down deep, steal behind the net. Whitelaw, who's been out for quite a while, still flying around is the freshman. Here's Kerr now, spins it off to Bantle. Oh, he tries to make a power move short side, stopped by Scholl. He gets hammered then from the side. Scholl fell down towards the cage, and Wisconsin's Whitelaw battling too. Several whistles blown, and finally, cooler heads prevail. We'll take a break. 7:39 left in the first. It's Wisconsin 1 and Bemidji 1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards, That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Prepare and protect your boats and recreational vehicles for the colder weather with RV and marine antifreeze. Its burst-proof protection is formulated to defend freezing temperatures down to negative 50 degrees. Protect your investments and get a gallon for $2.49 after 11% off now at Menards. Good through October 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. Wisconsin won, Bemidji won. Joe Palatichuk, the freshman defenseman, scored for Wisconsin. Kirkland Irie from Mitch Wolf and Jackson Judding at 9:30 of this period. So that's where we stand right now. 9 shots on goal for the Badgers so far compared to Bemidji State's 4. Badger hockey also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Set to drop the puck to the left of Bemidji goaltender Matias Scholl. Lindmark, Bantzel, Horbach out there to the point. Kara, rising shot. Waffler save made by Scholl. Batted to the far side. Lifted out towards the blue line. Knocked down and a whistle. Stops play with 7:29 to go here in the opening period. And they're going to drop the puck just outside the Wisconsin blue line. Or are they going to put it over outside the Bemidji blue line? The line's been talking with one of the referees right now. Daniel Kavorik and the line's been discussing things just outside the Bemidji blue line across the way right in front of the Bemidji State bench.
I think it was Owen Lindmark. Heck of a reaction. Pulled the puck out of the air on that clearing attempt right to a teammate, which was right trailing him on the play.
Lindmark wins the faceoff. Kerr hammers it around to the aforementioned Lindmark on the left wing, and he just got drilled on the far side by Eric Polkamp, and he's down on his knees. No penalty will be called, or will there be? The referee, Kavarik, motioning to Wisconsin trainer Andy Rohde to come to attend to Owen Lindmark. And I'm not sure exactly what transpired there. There was contact with Polkamp on Lindmark, but Owen is struggling to get up. He's on one knee. Carson Bantle's there talking too. And the referees are conferring with Captain Kyle Loft and alternate captain for Wisconsin, David Cilia, but I don't think we're going to see anything. Luke Regner, director of hockey operations, is upstairs next to Paul and I, taking a look at video replay, whether to determine if Mike Hastings should challenge or get a video review for a potential five-minute major. Lindmark is going to the Wisconsin locker room right now. Nick Oliver with a headset conferring with Luke Regner, but we're just going to play on here, Paul.
Yeah, I did not catch it. Far side along the boards. I don't know if you got a good look at it or not.
Not really. I just saw him hunch over, fall to his knees, and stay there. Wisconsin wins the defensive zone faceoff out to center. Tassi throws it back into the Badgers zone, but carrying it is Anthony Kerr. Cilia took a stick and then shoves the defenseman into the near wall. Tassi battling for it. Cilia's got it. Tried to feed it to the cutting Finley in front of the net. Deflected. Broken up by Bemidji State. Now it's for Licky deep. Cilia behind Loft, who scoops it around far side. Jugnov pinched in and able to play the puck and hold the zone. Finley over skates left wing wall. Now Mitch Wolf trying to spin away from Finley. Got in his way. Bemidji State heaves it out towards the point. Mishandled by Jugnov, who sent it back in. The Badgers have to touch up, and now Bemidji State with possession. 6:25 to go in the first. 1-1 game. Ludman's got it. Try to give and go with Martin. Threw it behind him. Placed towards the front of the net. Deflected by the Badgers to the near wall and whacked out by Simon Tassi. Tassie is a freshman, played only 15 games for Minnesota State last season because of an injury. Took him a little while to get going in training camp this year, but the coaches believe he's starting to pick up the pace, feeling more comfortable with himself, that he's back and 100% healthy, and he played well last weekend.
He did, and his background, he was an MVP of the BCHL. The Badgers have had a handful of people that have been that, and there's some pretty big names like Kyle Turris and Mark Zengeli and others.
John Newberry, Ron Vincent, yeah. Yeah, in fact, Tassie, oh, there's a puck to the left of Kyle McClellan and a backhander by... That was Kirkland Irie, gloved by McClellan, who was going to go wide, but he gloved it just to slow things down in a faceoff coming up in the Wisconsin zone. Yeah, Tassie with an assist last weekend, four shots on goal. He'll mix it up a little bit. He's fun to watch. So is Christian Fitzgerald, number 13, the sophomore from Coquitlam, British Columbia. He's a smooth skater. He can really handle the puck, good faceoff man, and he can pot some. And he scored the Badgers' first goal last weekend at Fitzgerald.
Both those guys, this hasn't been a ton of time yet. Obviously, they've only been around for a few months, but both of them outstanding individuals.
Badgers
off
batted,
the ice.
Oh, sorry about that. Badgers sorry. Batted out to center. Whitelaw had it for a moment, then sent back into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer protects as Austin Jopie on him. Lifted out by Fitzgerald, bounces on edge and back into the Bemidji State zone. Banked away from Whitewall at center. Fitzgerald can't get it past Judding. Jackson Judding, his dad, longtime coach at Minnesota State, the man that Mike Hastings replaced there in 2012. Palatichuk hands off right wing Whitelaw, tries to spin it past Loof between his legs. Didn't get it done. And back out to center ice. All the way down to the Wisconsin zone, the puck rolls, and Matthew D. St. Fowl goes to get it. St. Fowl, team leading 30 points a year ago, or beg your pardon, 13 goals a year ago, second on the team with 30 points. He scored a beauty last Saturday against Augustana. Here's Cilia now looking for his first goal as a Badger. Ducks under Wolf, the defenseman, still possesses. Double team near corner of the Bemidji zone right in front of us. Puck came free, road to Loft. He'll lead the rush. Scoots past Horbach, got by Vorlicki, now taken into the glass by Lotch. Rode there to help out. Lotch trying to dig it away. Caught up in the skates of Vorlicki, who sent it around the near wall. Caught by Horbach. Outlet to Bantle. Here he comes. Bemidji caught in a change. Bantle, Topol. Oh, nice save made by Scholl on a wicked wrister by Bantle off the glove. Delayed penalty coming up here in a moment on Bemidji State. Bantle with a turnaround shot, kick save. Rebound off the stick of Cilia as he was skating back away from the net. Turned around and then grabbed by Yeri Vaisanen, and a penalty on Bemidji State, and Wisconsin will get its third power play of the opening period, trying to snap a 1-1 tie.
Yeah, tricky shot. Carson Bantle made the glove save, and the puck trickled just wide to the right of the goal. It slowed down to about 2 miles an hour and rolled right past.
15:57, the time of the penalty to Bemidji State's defenseman, Patrick Sautasaari. S-A-T-O-S-A-A-R-I, Sautasaari in the box.
Really, if there's such a thing as a good penalty, it was a good one because Wisconsin's winger was coming down ready to grab that slow puck and push it in the net.
DeSaint Fowl, Stramel, Fitzgerald, Lucius, and Jugnauth on this power play. As I mentioned in the pregame show with head coach Mike Hastings, during practice this week, he used 6, 7, 8, 9 different combinations on the power play, trying to find something that will work. Wisconsin is 0 for 13 so far this season, and their 14th power play hasn't started very well, is twice now, but Bemidji State's clear. Jugnauth to lead the way, 5 goals, 15 points, 3 power play goals as a freshman a year ago for the Seattle Kraken 4th-round draft pick. Here's Cilia now across the line, tries to weave through the Bemidji defense, got slowed by the defenseman Oshison, and the puck slid off Cilia's stick right to Scholl, and the goaltender covers for a faceoff. 1:17 left in the power play, late first period, 1-1.
Well, David Cilia there makes a move up the middle of the ice. Puck rolls under the goaltender for the faceoff, which isn't necessarily a bad play. He was the top faceoff man of the country last year. He'll take this one and get the puck in and get possession back.
He won 26 of 46 last weekend against Augustana in the faceoff circle. He wins this draw. Left goal line set up for Tassie. Tied up was Tassie. Dexheimer now skates to the right dot. Forced back towards the blue line. Finley now goal line right. Tassi couldn't handle it on his backhand, but Finley's got it back to the dot. Now Cilia tripped down, no penalty. Tassi, right wing Finley. He's got two so far, the Badgers freshman this season. And then a cross ice pass deflected by Rode and out to center. And then Rode, pressuring Whitelaw, just jabbed him in the back with his right fist. Cilia, nice handoff, Finley. Back door wide open. Dexheimer walking the goal line. He couldn't handle that pass. Otherwise, he would have had a layup. Dexheimer again. Power play continues for 30 seconds. Badgers and the Beavers tied at one. Whitelaw left wing slot. Finley in front. Tassi once, twice. Scholl stopped them both. Kicked out to the point. Dexheimer. Right side now. Finley back to Dexheimer at the point. Thought about shooting. Holds on a second. Whitelaw left wing shoots one right through. Scholl with a stop on his knees. Gave up no rebound.
It's looking good. Just haven't cracked the nut yet here. And the pass across to Dexheimer from the slot. I think the Bemidji defenseman got a stick on the pass as it was being made and got it out of the way just so Dexheimer was looking for it where it wasn't.
Face off to the right of Matias Scholl. Stramel wins the draw with the puck. Is Horbach. Now Kara shoots one, right pad save, rebound, Horbach after it, but whacked away from him by Jopian all the way down. 5 seconds left on the power play. Horbach's out there with Bantel. Stramel is playing center with Owen Lindmark back in the locker room injured. Sadasari is out of the box. Stramel carries it towards the net. Poke checked away by Scholl as Stramel couldn't split the two Beavers. Heaved all the way down. Should be icing, but they'll wave it off because Judding had a step on the defenseman Palatichuk. So McClellan came out of his net, batted it ahead. Now Stramel knocked off balance. Had the puck taken away from him by behind. And here comes Judding now. 4-on-3 Bemidji. He fires one blocker save made by McClellan. His fourth out of 5 shots on goal so far in the first. Behind the net, Bemidji. Rimmed it around. Polkamp quickly from the right wing and sticked aside by McClellan on his toes waiting for that long-range shot. Judding cycles down low. Jopy pokes it away from Lodge. Centering pass to the slot. Backpedaling. Polkamp shoots one. Block. Where is it? Delayed penalty called on Wisconsin. As the whistle blows, Badgers shorthanded for the second time tonight as Daniel Lodge is headed to the box.
That was probably one of the best shifts of the game for Bemidji as far as offensive zone time. Wisconsin's done a great job of making it a one and out for Bemidji State tonight. Just want to look, got them going in a little cycle. A couple of Bemidji players came off the bench during a change and ended up in a perfect place when the puck came out high slot and ended up drawing a penalty.
Daniel Lodge, 2 minutes for checking from behind at 18:43, a 2 minute minor. Face off in the Wisconsin zone. Won by Cilia and lifted high into the air by Anthony Kerr off the scoreboard. And they'll drop it back just outside the Wisconsin blue line. By the way, Bemidji State playing without two highly thought of recruits or freshmen, that is. Liam Engstrom and Casper Magnusson both are serving suspensions this weekend because they both played in the Swedish Elite League last season, which jeopardized their eligibility. And after NCAA review, both Engstrom and Magnusson will not play here tonight. Engstrom, a young man that blindsided Mason Nevers of Minnesota in that exhibition game last Saturday that did not draw a suspension from the CCHA or the NCAA. We play on under a minute to go. Steal by Kerr. 1-on-4 shorthanded. Snaps one off. Long range. Follows the shot. Scholl made the stop. Now he drops it down and picked up by Carter Jones. Here comes Jones. Left side. Sadasari, the defenseman, slowed by Vorlicki. Jones over skates. Now Cleveland out on the penalty kill. Poked it along with his long reach. Back and rimmed around by Wisconsin all the way out. Horbach after it. Filling the lane, Fitzgerald in and out of the glove of Scholl on a wrister by Horbach, right wing. Now Horbach, big hit far side by on Martin. Martin, though, has the puck. Horbach heads to the Badgers bench as Wisconsin shorthanded for the remaining moments of this first period.
And Christian Fitzgerald was a trailer on the play. It was almost a late 2-on-1. Bemidji State's one defenseman was back and to knock the puck away before Fitzgerald was there for the rebound.
And the horn sounds, ending the opening period of play. Bemidji will have 43 seconds remaining on a power play when the second period begins. After one period of play from Sanford Center in Bemidji, Minnesota, it's Wisconsin 1 and Bemidji State 1. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by American Family Insurance, which wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football, basketball, or hockey game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Days Sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Again, Wisconsin won, Bemidji State nothing. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Shout the Bin! Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, wiggly, shop the Pig!
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
More on the road, wherever you may be. Listen to every Wisconsin men's hockey game this season on the Varsity Network app. It's available for free in the App Store, the Varsity Network app. Wisconsin won, Bemidji State won after one period of play here in Bemidji. Badgers got on the board first, only 2 minutes and 38 seconds into the opening period. Joe Palatichuk, the freshman defenseman from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, scored his first goal as a Badger. It came 4-on-4. David Cilia and Matthew D. St. Fowl should be credited with assists. So the Badgers had a 1-0 lead. Third straight game, they've scored the first goal of the game in the first period of the game. And I think that's 13 straight periods in which Wisconsin scored at least one goal dating back to last season. That's pretty impressive.
That's darn consistent. Michigan last year at the end of the year, obviously that's usually an offensive performance. And Owen Lindmark saved the day with an empty netter in the third period last Sunday to keep its streak going.
Sure. Bemidji tied the game at 9:30 of the first period. Kirkland Irie scored his first of the year, second of his career. They gave assists to Mitch Wolf and Jackson Judding. In the opening period of play, shots on goal 17-6 unofficially in favor of Wisconsin. Matias Scholl was sharp for the Beavers, stopping 16 shots. Kyle McClellan didn't see much action, but he was pretty good, making 5 saves on the 6 shots he faced, and really he didn't have much luck on the one that they scored on either.
Yeah, and you mentioned Scholl being good. Bemidji was good also, making sure there was not a second chance, because there were second chances to be had around the net. There were pucks out of his glove a couple times, but Bemidji was the first one there each time. So that'll be something to keep an eye out, throwing the pucks, and there's been rebounds and opportunities for second chances.
And Badgers 0 for 3 on the power play, 8 shots on goal on power play time. Bemidji right now 0 for 2, 3 penalties for the Beavers, 6 minutes, 2 and 4 for the Badgers, who won 16 of 20 faceoffs in the opening period. Charlie Stramel, Owen Lindmark, both 3-0. Christian Fitzgerald and David Cilia won 5 of 7 each. After 1, it's Wisconsin 1 and Bemidji State 1. The American Family Insurance first intermission period. Our first intermission report is coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 46. Northeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 53. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 41.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Back in Bemidji, Wisconsin, 1, Bemidji State 1. This is the American Family Insurance First Intermission Report. You know, a year ago, the Badgers were 3-13 on the road, outscored 73-40, gave up over 4.5 goals per game on the road last season. Last 2 years, the Badgers are 5-28 on the road. But this is game one of a 6-game road trip under a new coaching staff with Mike Hastings, Todd Kanat, Nick Oliver, and Kevin Murdoch. And the Badgers played well in that opening period here, Paul, and I think the coaches, I'm sure, would be encouraged by what they've seen. And we were just talking about the power play, which is 0-for so far this season, but boy, that last one, they really had a lot of time in the offensive zone, and the Beavers had all kinds of problems with that.
Yeah, I mentioned a couple times during that period, it looked pretty good in this game. They're moving the puck around, they're getting some shots off. They haven't cracked that nut yet, but it's coming for sure. I mean, you take a 36-game season, and there's always some lulls throughout, and it just happens to be one to start the year, and it makes it look a little more interesting than it probably would. But I'm not mistaken, last year, I'd have to look it up, but there was a pretty slow start to the power play, and then it got going pretty good there for a while. So it's just part of the growing pains of a season. So again, sometimes that's not clicking right away, and you see that so far.
Well, the Badgers 1 and Bemidji State 1 here in the first intermission. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball.